So as they say, everything is bigger in Texas, and well, that also applies to our Christmas celebrations. Our lights are bigger, let's face it, our plates are bigger, and the food we put on those plates is bigger. And also, Santa rides an airboat in Texas, which I think is pretty darn cool. Thanks for joining us. This is Podcast 60, Crazy Christmas in Texas. All right, guys, welcome to Podcast 60. I'm your host, Chet Garner, joined by my co-host, Todd White.
Howdy, folks.
And Lindsay Tutt.
Hey, guys.
She's back.
I'm back, folks. Lindsay is like our resident expert on all things Texas, and she's pretty darn good at it, too.
Oh, thanks.
She's pretty darn good at it. Despite her young age, she's an old soul.
Oh, that's the first time I've ever heard that. All right, I'll take it.
I'm just kidding.
No, I do think she's an old soul.
Well, thanks, guys.
What does that mean, though? Old soul?
Like there's a certain inside amount of maturity
an old
beyond the years.
Okay.
Well, right, thank you.
Maturity beyond the years.
That's good. That's good. No, thank Lindsay you. Handles our blogging, our digital editing, and all our online stuff. And so her and I like to talk about all kinds of things Texas.
She knows tons.
So it's all good. But before we jump into crazy Christmas in Texas, we got to thank our sponsor, the City of Tomball. Their German festival is coming up. And a German festival in December? What are you talking about? Shouldn't we be celebrating like Oktoberfest and all that? Not in Tomball, folks. Their giant German festival happens in December along with...
That motorcycle was Santa.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Along with their Christmas market. Which I learned, I believe, is called Chris Kindle Market. On our last podcast, if you listened, I got confused, said Chris Kindle, but I also know a guy named Chris Kindle, who I just realized probably was named after Santa Claus.
Oh.
Which is kind of funny. But Chris Kindle, Chris Kringle, whatever you want to call it, check out Tomball, just north of Houston by about 30 miles. Wonderful Christmas celebrations going on all month long, whether you can make it to the market or not. Find out more at Tomball Texan for Fun on Facebook. All right, so let's jump in. I mean, Christmas, we have no shortage of Christmas traditions here in Texas. Whether it's 90 degrees outside or 20 degrees outside, we don't let it get in the way of our Christmas spirit. We cut down our own trees, we make barbed wire wreaths that go on our front door, and Christmas tamales. We make Christmas tamales.
I love good tamales.
I do too.
Tamales are always good.
I'll tell you what's amazing though is down in San Antonio, finding a family whose great grandmother or grandmother still makes them homemade out of the kitchen in the house.
Yes.
And delivers them to the office with their friends.
Oh man. The only time I've made tamales was my good buddy Justin Esquivel, Hispanic family. We went to his house and I spent all day making
tamales. Did you have fun?
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, what you do is you put a big old like bowl of masa in the middle, and you know, you get the little corn shuck, you get some of that masa, you spread it out, put a little meat, roll it up, and then call it done.
Nice.
Now, how mine tasted after they came out, you know, sometimes the masa is like all twisted with the cornmeal The cornmeal breaks apart. Probably that happened on all of mine, but it was fun. It was really fun. And that's a big tradition here in Texas. A lot of Hispanic families do that. So if you're a gringo like me, find a Hispanic family, join them at their table, go make some Christmas tamales. But regardless, we celebrate Christmas. We go all out. And there's plenty of great places to see lights in Texas. Check our blog. We got lots of ideas on there. But today we're talking about the weird ones. How do Texans celebrate Christmas in maybe a strange or not so traditional way? And we call it Crazy Christmas in Texas. And I'm going to kick us off with a song. I don't know who wrote this, so copyright to whoever did this. Copyright attribution. But I found this on the internet. And everything's free on the internet, right?
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, so it's the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my Texan sent to me. Let's go around the horn on this. Ready? You got to start at 12. Oh. We're going to count down.
Oh, we're in, starting at 12?
We were doing this. Yeah. I'm going to lead in. So you got 12. Todd, you got 11. I got 10. We'll go around the horn like that. Ready?
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my Texan sent to me
12 yellow roses.
11 Broncos bronking.
10 gallon hats.
9 oil wells pumping.
8 armadillos.
7 jalapenos.
6 flags of flying.
5 longhorn steers.
Oh, what, the 5 is the most important one.
5
longhorn steers.
There we go, Todd.
So off
4 key. 4 blue bonnets.
3 cacti.
2 cowboy boots.
All together.
And a mockingbird in a pecan tree. Our Christmas album drops next week.
And for all of you. Our listenership, please.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, bye, man. Mom.
If you want more of that, you can buy our album, but I don't recommend it. But that's pretty good. My favorite is 10-gallon hats, because a 10-gallon hat, that's pretty good. That's pretty clever. Mm-hmm. You've heard of a 10-gallon hat?
I have.
Okay, so to make gallon hats 10, that's pretty good.
You are so easily to amuse.
And then 2 cowboy boots, because who owns 1 cowboy boot? Let's be honest.
I'm very sad cowboy.
Very sad cowboy. All right. So in Texas, we like to just basically take over everything. We make Christmas our own. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we do it in the most Texan way, even though he was born many, 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 many miles away in a little town called Bethlehem. So we're going to go through. We're just going to go around the horn.
Isn't there Bethlehem, Texas?
I think there is.
Probably.
We should have a big Christmas celebration in Bethlehem, Texas. They probably already had their own giant Christmas celebration. All right, so we're going to go through, we're going to give you some ideas of some funny traditions that we have here in Texas, some places you can go where they're celebrating Christmas maybe in a non-traditional way. I'm going to kick this off with Fredericksburg, Texas. We went, not last year, but the year before. Fredericksburg, known for being very German, and they have a huge German Christmas with an Eisbahn. Anybody know what Eisbahn is?
I don't.
Nope.
Ice skating rink. Ice skating rink. So you can go ice skating in Fredericksburg. They set up this thing in their main park. And then they have an Erzgebirge Christmas pyramid. You know those big things where the candles spin around? All right. So it's a big, tall structure. You light a candle, the hot air rises, and it turns a propeller, and the whole thing spins.
I grew up in Germany. We used to have those at the table all the time.
You grew up in Germany?
Yes, yes.
We had one that my parents bought in Germany. And if you're a fan of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, it's the thing Cousin Eddie starts to play with, and the whole thing collapses on him.
Oh, okay. I know what that is. Yes.
You know what that is. So this one is like a life-sized Christmas pyramid in Fredericksburg. It's 26 feet tall. And you go, it's pretty impressive.
It is.
So, that's awesome.
Little plug for Fredericksburg. Very impressive. Go ice skating, see the giant Christmas pyramid. Don't be like Cousin Eddie and knock it down.
But my cousin Ernie will thank you.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So, Lindsay, what you got? Tell me about
a weird Christmas tradition. Okay, this is a crazy, sort of creepy tradition. So, it's based off of the Bavarian German tradition of Krampus, which is like this giant goat monster with horns and sharp teeth that comes with Santa every Christmas. And, you know, Santa gives out the gifts.
Okay.
Well, Krampus, if you're naughty, he'll either like punish you or he might just like kidnap you and eat you, however he's feeling that day.
Wow.
So it's pretty terrifying. Wow. But there is the Krampus Society in Dallas that meets every year. And this is their fourth year to do it for the Krampus Walk. So on December 2nd in Deep Ellum, a bunch of people will dress up like Krampus, giant goat horn things, and they'll do a little walk and scare children.
Oh, good.
Merry Christmas.
Now, do you intentionally bring your kids to this?
I think it's more kind of like, the way I would say is it's kind of like a Krampus con. It's like Comic-Con. So people work all year on their crazy horned decoration costumes, and they kind of just show it off and go for a little walk together.
Okay, that's weird.
And they're scary, creepy, terrifying costumes.
So maybe don't bring
your kids because they might get eaten or something. I don't know. If they've been good, they won't be touched. But you know, you know.
So it's like
typical stuff.
This is pretty good for new threats. Like you better be good, or I'm
taking you to Deep Ellum. Yeah.
Oh,
the Krampus walk.
Krampus just sounds scary.
It sounds like a cranky grandpa.
It does.
Big time. Big time.
It does.
Todd, what about you, man? What'd you find?
So, Rosca de Reyes, which is you like that, huh?
That was
Rosca
very beautiful.
De Reyes. I like that. Anyway, so Reyes Magos is actually a celebration, or Dia de los Reyes is a celebration of the three kings. So there are some cultures that do not celebrate Christmas traditionally like we celebrate that, and they don't do gifts or anything until actually Epiphany as we know it.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's where the gifts get passed out, because the three kings brought gifts with them. And so this Rosca de Reyes is a bread that is made and served during that time in the celebration.
I saw this and I didn't know anything about it.
Me neither.
I mean, it's more of a Hispanic thing or a Mexican thing down in the valley of Texas. And it's like king's cake, because Rey means king.
Okay.
But it's not king's cake. And so
it's not. It's
everything
not.
I ever ate was king's cake. It had to do with Mardi Gras around that time, which was Lent, which led up to Easter. But like this is a totally different, like, pan dulce, like sweet bread Mexican cake.
Sweet bread, and it has things in it, like you've got your dried figs, which are the sweet, but you also have candied orange peel, candied lemon peels, chopped candied cherries, light rum. So it's very sweet. It's almost to the akin of a fruitcake, but probably better, because fruitcake is just made for doorstops.
Yeah.
Right. No one actually eats it. Right.
Well, we were talking earlier about fruitcake, and that's another huge Texas tradition. Like, one of the nation's largest manufacturers of fruitcake is based in Corsicana. Right, Todd?
Collins Street Bakery.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
shout out.
My wife loves fruitcake. It is the one
Does
thing
she?
About her that I just sort of, like, brush under the rug.
Would that have been a deal breaker when you were dating?
Like, fruitcake. And she orders it every year and has it brought to the house or shipped to the house from Collins Street Bakery.
Wow. I've been to Collins Street Bakery many times, and every time I sample the fruitcake and thought that, like, maybe this will be good this time. And it's always like,
no.
It's fruitcake.
But I feel like it's not supposed to be good. I mean, it's fruitcake. Like, it's fruitcake, you know? It's got its own little taste.
It's like, I know, but like, for generations, people have been getting this thing that it seems like no one eats because it's a tradition.
Why not? I don't understand it at all.
Pecan pie is delicious.
Mm-hmm. She heats it up, she puts butter on it, and drinks it with spiked eggnog.
Okay.
Oh, maybe that cuts that, the fruitcake a little bit.
That's probably the part that makes it tolerable.
Right?
But anyway, so back to the whole thing. This Reyes Magos and the Rosca de Reyes. Sounds like a pretty interesting tradition. It's very different.
Try to find some of that bread. And it's a big deal down in like the Rio Grande Valley, Brownsville, McAllen.
Oh. It is.
So I'm going to go into East Austin.
It said that people come out of the streets and they have ladders with them, and they use them to get, like, people on the balconies and stuff, and the people pass out like candles and bags of gifts, and so you wander the streets and you prop your ladder up and you climb up and you get gifts from people.
Oh,
it's a
that's
whole
cute.
Different interesting tradition.
That's really cool.
It's really big
like
in Spain
that.
Too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Rosca de Reyes. Oh. Anyway. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. All right, so I've never wanted to celebrate Christmas on a battleship, but that's exactly what happens down at Battleship, Texas. So, all right, here's a legend, and we still celebrate it today. But according to local lore, there was a sailor returning to his ship on Christmas Day. And for those that don't know Battleship, Texas, it is this amazing battleship that fought in World War I, fought in World War II, and now it is a living museum still floating in the water down around Bay Area, Houston, LaPorte, Texas. So the legend holds that this sailor was going to a ship on Christmas Day. He met a young boy outside the ship begging for food and money. So he invited the boy into the ship, where he shared turkey dinner with the boy and the crew. And it was like this big festival. And from that day on, every year, the fellow sailors would go out, find young boys that didn't have, or kids that didn't have a way to celebrate Christmas. Maybe they were poor or they were living on the street, invite them onto the ship, and then give them this big Christmas dinner experience. Well, to this day, the Battleship, Texas opens up for a giant Yuletide celebration, bringing back those days. There's live music, Santa Claus, and a station where visitors can write messages that will be sent via Morse code to the North Pole.
That's cool.
So that's
cool. So
nice.
You're kind of standing in this old ship where people have been celebrating for, 75 years, and having your own modern Christmas celebration.
That's
a little
cool.
Non-traditional, but I thought that was pretty charming.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, very charming.
All right. So the next one we have is, I have this theme, I guess, of like Spanish celebrations, because this one is called Las Posadas.
Okay.
Las Posadas. And it is a 9-day religious observance starting December 16th and carries us all the way to the 24th.
Okay.
And basically, it is to recreate the holy pilgrimage of Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
So basically, around 8 or 10 in the evening, during the evening times, families gather for observance, celebration, and a meal together.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's
yeah, something different.
That's
I've never heard of that before.
Cool. It reminds me of something. I found this, and I guess this is also a La Posada celebration, but in Fort Layton, which is out in Presidio, we're talking even further west of Big Bend.
Wow.
Go to Big Bend and that's keep way moving, out there.
They light hundreds of luminaries, which are those luminarias, rather I should say.
Oh.
Which are those candles in the little bags that
did
they
you know, when I was when I was researching this, they were saying that luminaries are also very specific to Texas and that most places don't do that.
Really?
I was researching different things that we do in Texas, and luminaries came up in the top 10 things that are different that we do.
Interesting.
That's
cool. We're all native Texans, so we're maybe a little too close to understand.
We kind of assume this stuff.
Well, I know. It's like, of course, everyone
doesn't everyone have luminaries?
Like, no, duh. Y'all are weird, and you're a Texan. So anyway, in Fort Layton out in Presidio, they light hundreds of luminarias, and they cast a glow as Joseph and Mary, riding a real donkey, come in search of a place to sleep at Fort Layton's La Posada del Fortín, which would be their fort. It takes place around Big Bend State Park, Big Bend Ranch State Park, in old adobe buildings that have been used as trading posts since the 1800s. There's mariachis, folklorico dancers, piñatas, and Christmas carols.
Perfect. I mean, the like, perfect mix. Like, you have like a little bit of everything.
I guess so.
That's
you
hilarious.
Know, if I've got time to go to Presidio this year, I'm going to go out and celebrate this. That sounds pretty cool.
That's
sounds
like fun. A bucket list item, I feel like. Cool. That's sure. amazing. Okay, well, in Arlington, every year they have this giant German market called Christkindl, and it's based off of the German markets they have at Christmas time in Germany. So it's a little smaller this year because they put it into the Enchant lights display, which is really cool. But the German market, they have like handmade crafts and waffles on a stick and just all kinds of German fun things. Alpaca fur. There's an entire shop dedicated to alpaca fur. Very important. So it's really wow. cool.
That's a Christmas tradition for
that
us.
Right there is. An
wrap
alpaca
up
fur.
An alpaca fur.
In 90 it's degree weather. I mean, fur. It's a must. A must.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So a giant market full of handmade items, Christmas ornaments,
German food.
German food.
Yeah. Nutcrackers.
Schnitzel.
Steins.
So German in Texas.
Schnitzel. All the good stuff.
We are so German.
We are.
So much German.
We are.
I did my DNA. Another thing.
Oh.
I'll save that for next month and update everybody. But I've got some German in me, which
okay.
I did not know. Which I did not
interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
All right, Todd, do you find something else?
Yes. So my last thing I found that was very interesting, keeping with my theme, is Pastorelas. It's a shepherd's play. And so this one now focuses on, and it's a theater musical piece and dance, and it tells the story of the shepherds on the way to Bethlehem to greet the Christ child and how the devils try to stop them.
Ooh.
So it's a whole good and evil thing going on.
A little action-packed there.
Yeah, very different. How different
drama.
How different pockets of people and or traditions mix in and mix their versions and stories.
Yeah, they
the
highlight
Christmas story.
Certain aspects of the Christmas
right.
story.
Yeah, so
that's
this one's
cool.
all about the shepherds
where,
fighting the devils.
Where? What kind of play? Like they celebrate that in San Antonio or further south?
I don't know.
I've heard that they do have performances of that. They do have performances of that at the San Jose Mission in San Antonio.
Oh, cool. So
they do that every year. So I don't know if they're doing that this year, but they do usually do it.
That's cool. Speaking of San Antonio, I saw this. SeaWorld has outdone themselves this year. 8 million lights.
Wow.
And it's a place where you can see mariachi Santa Clauses.
What? Are they riding dolphins?
I saw that. Yeah, they ride dolphins
good.
Through the water
perfect.
Playing on their giant bass drums.
You know, I grew up in San Antonio, and I've seen my fair share of mariachi Santa Clauses that you can buy at the market down down by Mi Tierra.
That is too awesome.
Oh,
wow. Wow. All right, so I mentioned Santa riding an airboat.
Yes.
This is how they celebrate in Southeast Texas at Sea Rim State Park. They do a big Christmas celebration, but Santa doesn't show up in a car or hauled by reindeer. He shows up in a good old swamp marsh airboat.
Is this down by Orange?
Yes, around there, around there. So Port Arthur area. He shows up airboating in, like in good old Southeast Texas style. So,
surprised he keeps his hat on.
Southeast Texas is Cajun country deluxe.
Yeah.
And that's where I grew up. And so that doesn't surprise me at all that Santa Claus rides an airboat. Mm-hmm. So C-Rim is doing all kinds of stuff. There'll be a little place you can take pictures with him. But I'm thinking of going down there just to watch him ride up on an airboat.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, and that'd be worth it.
Just so y'all know, like a lot of these events only happen on particular weekends. We'll put that information in this blog post so that you guys can find out more. And even if you miss it, go to these places. They're doing all sorts of different things. Another one I want to mention is the Fanthrop Inn in Anderson, Texas. Grimes County. So, this is this old inn that dates back to the 1850s. And around Christmas time, this is something I've always wanted to do. They do like this Christmas celebration by candlelight. So you're in this place in the 1850s, right? Pre-electricity, of course. And they set up the house as if it were the 1850s. So you walk through, it's sort of this traveling back in time. There's fiddle music. There's wassail.
Ooh, wassail.
It's a state park, so it's probably just the cider kind.
Yes.
And you get this lantern-lit glimpse of how these old structures would have been celebrating Christmas. So Henry Fanthrop, the town postmaster, owned it. And there's stories and dancing and poetry. And you have yourself a good old-fashioned country Christmas.
Nice.
That's cool. That sounds really cool.
That sounds fun. Sounds very relaxed.
Really traditional.
Really charming. So, guys, and then, you know, other ones we've talked about before on the podcast. There's... Whoa.
Should not have had that chip.
That's Santa in a truck.
Right there. The Harley and Family Christmas here in Georgetown, where that guy in Berry Creek, right around Todd's neighborhood, like, goes all out. You want, like, he puts Chevy Chase from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation to
the
shame.
The Griswolds.
Really?
He puts the Griswolds to
But
shame.
His lights turn on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they actually turn
good.
On.
Good.
But, like, he has Santa show up with cookies. And so if you find the right day, we took our kids to see Santa. And then he raises money. So there's a donation box. And over the past few years, he's raised over $70,000 that go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow.
Wow, that's really cool.
So that's really cool. I found this. There's a Santa 5K in Galveston where you dress like old Saint Nick. Beard and hat are included in the registration.
Yes.
So here's what I'm thinking. Like, it's hard enough for me to just run a 5K. I don't know if I want to do it in a beard.
Yeah, I was going to say, does the beard make running all that easier? I don't know. In the fat suit? You're going to go all out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But all along the way, there's cookies, candy canes, and holiday tunes. So you're not only running... In here, you're stuffing your
You're
face.
Throwing up cookies.
This needs
candy
to be
canes.
Like a half K.
I know, right?
And you walk it.
The 1K. The half K.
The half K sounds
even
good.
Even worse. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, there's always the typical stuff that we see and we know that have... They have Texas all over, like a barbed wire wreath on your front door.
Oh, of course.
Which
yeah,
you
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
And I was reading this one article and they said, you're not a true Texan at Christmas unless you go to the Riverwalk in San Antonio. During Christmas.
Oh. I still haven't been to the
I guess
Riverwalk
I'm not
at Christmas.
Me neither.
Wait, you've not?
Nope.
I grew up there. I have my reasons, but I mean, come on.
No. I mean, I've been to the Riverwalk countless times, but just never Christmas time.
It is
me neither. But
amazing.
I've seen pictures and it's really like lit up.
Luminaries line the entire Riverwalk.
Oh, my wife and I, Laura, we were just talking this weekend about finding time to take our kids this year.
Lights hanging from the trees.
Wow.
Take the boat ride.
Say what you want about the Riverwalk. I think it's pretty magical.
It is.
You know, like maybe it's a tourist trap or it's overrun by outsiders, but there's a reason. It's awesome.
If you know what
it's
to avoid and places to skip, it is amazing. Yeah. It's a wonderful place to go.
That's
for
cool.
sure.
That's cool. All right. So that's on my list this year. Also, I'm going to do a few of these things. This looks pretty fun.
Cool.
I'm going to find some Rosca de Reyes whenever I can.
I know. I want to try that now.
Yeah, that seems really cool.
I'm going to buy one for the office. Come by. So, thank you very much to the city of Tomball, who is getting in the spirit, decorating their whole downtown. They got the German market. Make sure you check that out in the German Fest. So... You know, I'm sure there'll be some spiced beer or something like that. Enjoy.
Now you're speaking my love language.
Yeah. And if you're still in the market for Christmas shirts, check out our general store, thedaytripper.com/shop. Join us next episode. We'll be back talking Texas in January, filling all you guys in on everything we did during Christmas. But most importantly, I have a little heartfelt moment here with all y'all. Have a wonderful time celebrating the birth of Christ. Hopefully you find some time to get together with your family. You can find a little bit of reprieve from all the chaos from the holiday season. I know we got to buy gifts. We got to decorate the house. All of those stuff we think we have to do. But truly, it's a time to focus on the birth of the Savior. So hopefully you find some quiet moments. You can do that and really enjoy the people you're surrounded with. Mm-hmm. So anyway, love all you guys. Thank y'all very much for listening. And from me, vaya con Dios, amigos.
Adios.
Merry Christmas.